Winter Radiance, Part 3, Awakening Your New Energy. We have spent time rekindling the spark. We have built a sanctuary to protect it. Now, it is time to open the door. You have rested enough. You have healed enough. Now, we prepare to bloom. Welcome back to the podcast. This is Calming Anxiety, and I'm your guide, Martin. This is your safe space to breathe, to let go, and to grow. Today is the final of our Winter Radiance mini-series. We are moving from survival mode into thriving mode. Let us wake up the soul. So find your quiet place now, where you won't be disturbed. Somewhere comfy, where, if you can, sit a little taller, or if you're lying down, open your palms to the sky. We are no longer huddling for warmth. We are opening up to receive it. Now close your eyes. Let us begin by checking in with the body. For a long time, we have been holding tension, bracing against the cold of stress and burnout. Scan your body now, from your toes all the way up to your head. Where are you still frozen? Is it your shoulders? Is it your lower back? Or the space between your eyebrows? Wherever you find the stress, take note of it. Let us send the breath there. Take a deep inhale through your nose, imagining the air is warm, like the first sun of spring. And then exhale. Imagine you are melting the ice. Again, inhale warmth. Imagine it traveling down your spine, warming your nervous system. Exhale, allowing the shoulders to drop, the rib cage to lower. I'd like you now to imagine your energy like sap in a tree during winter. It has been dormant, hiding deep in the roots to stay safe. But now, with every breath, feel that energy starting to rise. It is moving up from your feet, slowly, persistently into your legs, swirling into your hips. Now rising up through your spine, waking up your heart, and reaching the crown of your head. You are thawing out. You are not forcing this. You are just allowing the natural rhythm of life to return. Just breathe here for a moment. Enjoy the feeling of coming back to life. Now, keep your eyes closed and let your imagination take you back to the cabin from yesterday. But this time, you are standing at the door. You reach out to the handle. You open it. The storm has passed. The wind has stopped howling. The sky is a brilliant, clear blue. The sun now shining, reflecting off the melting snow. You step outside, feeling the fresh, crisp air on your face. It wakes you up. It fires your spark. You look down at the ground. Poking through the snow, you see tiny green shoots. These are your new beginnings. These are the projects that you want to start, the relationships you want to nurture, the joy you want to feel. You protected your energy so that this could happen. You walk through this garden. Notice how the sun feels on your skin, recharging you, not draining you. You are solar powered today. You stand there, absorbing the light. Feel it, filling that cup we talked about in part one. It is overflowing now. Somatic healing happens when we feel safety in the body. Feel the ground under your feet in this visualization. Feel the safety of the new season. You are ready to manifest a new chapter because you are no longer operating from fear. You are operating from abundance. Take a moment to look at just one of those green shoots in the snow. What does it represent for you? Is it a new career path? Is it better health? Is it simply more laughter? Water it with your attention now. And as you stand in your own personal sunlight, let us plant some intentions, repeating these affirmations with me, internally or out loud, but state them with confidence. I am ready to emerge. My energy is renewable and abundant. I trust the timing of my life. I am not behind. I was just resting. It is safe for me to shine again. I attract good things simply by being myself. Feel that truth. You survived the winter. Now you get the spring. Hold on to this feeling of readiness. You do not have to rush into action immediately. Just knowing that you can is enough. Start to deepen your breath now. Wiggle your fingers and toes, feeling that new energy buzzing at your fingertips. Stretch your arms up high, reaching for the sky, expanding your ribcage. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Welcome back. Before we close this mini-series, here are your three caring tips for a happier, more positive life to help you stay in this blooming mindset. 1. The fresh air first rule. When you are waking up from a burnout, your brain needs oxygen and new horizons. For the next week, try to step outside for just 5 minutes before you look at any screen. Look at the sky, look at a tree, breathe the air. Tell your body that the world is big and open before you narrow your focus to a phone screen. 2. Follow the glimmers. We often look for triggers, things that upset us, but I want you to look for glimmers. These are the tiny moments that make you feel safe or happy. The smell of coffee, a dog wagging its tail, a nice text message. When you spot one, stop and let it land for 10 seconds. Train your brain to notice the warmth. And 3. be a seedling yourself. When a flower starts to grow, we do not yell at it to grow faster. We give it water and light. Be patient with your progress. If you have a low energy day, do not say, I am failing. Say, I am watering the soil. Kindness makes you grow faster than criticism ever will. And this concludes our Winter Radiance series. Truly, thank you for trusting me with your time and your energy over these three sessions. If you missed part one or two, go back and listen whenever you need to reset. Please, if you're new, do subscribe so we can continue this journey together every day. Now, take this light, take this warmth, and go share it with someone who needs it, even if that person is just you. Smile often, my friend, positively when you can, and to your beautiful soul, be kind.